Milwaukee's The Red Ass. It's Bart Cobb.
And since good news is hard to come by, and I hope I'm wrong, but I worry about our chances in November because we don't seem to want it bad enough. But here's a headline that makes you feel a little better. Strengths. Ready? Vince Stradler's May Desert Bush by Will Lester, Washington, D.C., Associated Press. Voters who haven't firmly committed to a presidential candidate tend to be more disapproving of Bush, having a gloomier view of the economy and more likely to think the country is headed down the wrong track. The sour mood of persuadable voters these days prompted one veteran Republican strategist to warn the Bush campaign that dramatic steps are needed to prevent such voters from bolting to Democrat John Kerry. You know, something else, one of my pet peeves, don't you hate when they say Vice President Richard M. Cheney? We know the vice president, you know, the presumed presidential Democratic nominee, you know, his name's John Kerry. God, I hate that when they won't. If you don't know who Kerry is, if you don't know who Cheney is, then why would you read this column? You just wouldn't. So just get to it. Gotta hate that. Republican strategist Tony Fabrizio, the pollster for Bob Dole in 96, warned the GOP about the sour mood of undecided voters in battleground states, a small slice of the uncommitted voters in the electorate. Fabrizio, who supports Bush, wrote in a July 8th memo that such voters are poised to break away from President Bush and to John Kerry. Clearly, if these undecided voters were leaning any harder against the door for the Kerry camp, they would crash right through it, he wrote, suggesting the president do more to convince voters the economy is recovering and take a more aggressive stance in defining Kerry. If you're interested in this election, you're going to vote, says Democrat Jim Duffy. Shouldn't you have to take some kind of literacy, not a literacy test, but, you know, like when you walk in the voting booth, if you don't know the two people who are running for president, you know, it just seems like there ought to be some kind of test. That's probably not very American, but, you know, they allow the stupidest people in the world to vote. The idiots, you know? Jesus, I hate that. Okay, so that's some small bit of good news. Vince Stradler's May Desert Bush would be nice. Okay, this just in, Maine, Oregon, Florida, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. Okay. A little show business note. Kim Cattrall trades city for a rink, the little Sex in the City. Have you heard about this big brouhaha with Kim Cattrall? You know, they did the very successful Sex in the City. I'm going to say it was on 5 years. And apparently Kim Cattrall is the one who took all her clothes off. I mean, I have seen the show, but I've never seen, like, a whole show. I saw her once blowing a fireman, and she was looking to spit it out. It just hit me wrong. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think the idea of oral sex is a whole lot of fun. But it just, watching her run around the room looking for a place to spit, it just hit me wrong. Anyway, so Kim Cattrall, they get done with these, I don't even know if I'm saying her name right, they get done with the 5 seasons, and they talk about doing the Sex in the City movie, which God knows what they're going to do there. I'm sure HBO gives you a lot of freedom, but in the theater, with an X rating, you can do anything. So she wanted script approval, and she wanted as much money as Carrie the blonde, who's not as good-looking. And they just all turned on her like sharks, like she was a Georgia Fox and that Eads fellow from CSI. They just turned on her. Oh, she's the bitch slut whore from hell that ruined everything. No, now they can't do the movie. It's just so terrible. Well, seems to me, if you can't do a movie without her, then maybe she is worth some of the money. And again, the Sex in the City movie is going to make $100, $200 million. She might have wanted, she wants the same as the other girl. What's wrong with that? Sounds to me like the other girl's ego, that the wife of the Broderick boy. What's her name? Carrie, I don't know. Shit, I don't even see her. But whatever, the pointy nose, not as attractive girl who's the star of Sex in the City, she was going to get X amount, and Kim said, fine, I'll take that, and we'll do the movie, and I'd like to see a script. Because you would think anybody, once you've reached a certain status, don't you want to see the script? What, are you going to sign up to a movie and then find out that you're going to be, whatever, the bad guy, the backstabber, the traitor, the, you know, the person that does something that you don't want to do on film? What if they, you know, they say, Bart, you're going to be in the film and you're going to be the gay guy. Well, you know, if I was an actor, I don't know. I don't want to kiss a guy. I mean, you know, it just, All power to the gays, but it's just not something you'd have to write me a big check. You'd have to be a big old check. But just that everybody, you know, I'm walking into 7-Eleven. Oh, look, there's that gay guy. There's a guy that was sucking that cock in that movie. It's like, oh, no, I just don't want to be that guy. So the poor girl, she ended up getting shit on for this. All she asked for is a look at the script, and how about give me the same amount of money as the other girl, and since I can't do the movie without her, it's my opinion she must have been worth it, according to the ipso facto, de facto rules of show business and or business. Oh, here's the thing. Kevin Smith. We all know Kevin Smith, Clerks and Dogma and all that. Ben Affleck's good buddy. He isn't a logical, I'm reading here, he isn't a logical choice to helm Comedy Central's Declare Yourself Voter Registration campaign. I didn't vote in the last two elections, but this year it feels kind of essential. I'm 33, and it's time I start to act like an adult. To that end, he's rounded up Buddy Ben Affleck, Ray Romano, Amy Poehler from Saturday Night Live, Sarah Silverman, who is an excellent comic, who I love that she got in trouble for those race jokes. I love race jokes. Molly Shannon, who smells her underarms, and Adam Brody. Is he the guy that kissed Halle Berry? I forget. There's some kind of Brody. The acerbic Silverman signed up because, quote, it makes you look like you care about shit. And my publicist said that it would be good for my career, she joked. We think. Anyway, so yeah. You know, we got the movie stars going after Bush. We got the rock stars going after Bush. I haven't heard any more about that Springsteen concert that's going to take place across the river the night of the Republican convention. You think there'd be a way they could make that work. Come on. If nothing else, rent you some porta-potties and a shitload of cops and do it in a field. Hell, Springsteen's rich. Charge $5. So you got enough money to pay the guards and the cleanup, et cetera, and just hold the biggest damn concert, 250,000 people, make that the headline in the New York Post the next day. Ha, 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 NaziCon 2004. Oh, here's one possible, the whoopee ripple effect. Cho chucked is the headline. Citing potential media backlash, a gay rights group has uninvited controversial comedian Margaret Cho from performing at its Monday gala near the Democratic National Convention. We didn't want to censor her, so we're making other plans, said Mark Shields of the Human Rights Campaign. Well, you know, I just hate that. Cheney can say, go fuck yourself on the Senate floor, but anybody, and he liked it. And he said, oh, I felt better after doing it. Yeah, sure. It's okay if you're Republican, but God forbid a liberal say something. And again, we Democrats, we just don't want it bad enough. When Whoopi Goldberg said something bad, the Frapers all got together and they sent hundreds of thousands of emails to the Slim Fast people and the Slim Fast. Oh my God, we got the whole world mad at us. People don't understand that the Frapers, you know, they might have got 5,000 emails. So 5,000 Frapers, which is, if Democrats gave a fuck, we could organize 5,000 people, but now we're too busy. We can't send an email. We're Democrats. We can't scroll. We can't click on a link. We're Democrats. We can't dial a phone. We can't vote. We can't do a damn thing. We're Democrats. But the Republicans, they're organized. They're sharp. They band together. They make a big move, all at the same time to make a big move and make a splash and gets a company like SlimFast to panic and fire somebody. But, Jesus, what would you have to say? You could say Carrie could be shot. Carrie needs to be shot. You could say something like that, and you'd still keep your job if you're a Republican. My God, look at the hateful shit that's come out of mouths like Limbaugh and that piece of shit Michael Savage talking about you should choke on a sausage and die, you faggot. Oh, my God. Oh, no, that's okay. That's plenty okay, but if Whoopi does a Bush joke, whoa, now we got to get going. We got to fire somebody. It's just too bad that our side doesn't want it bad enough. We just don't want to fight. If someone walks, you know, who's there? It's Victory. Oh, come on in, Victory. That's our side. The other side, they're willing to fight for it. They're willing to get dirty and get down in the trenches and slug it out left, right, left, right, left, right. Democrats can't be bothered. Oh, how'd I get in this party? Title, Bush Bashing. Bonnie Raitt is the latest celebrity taking pot shots at President Bush. Well, already there's two negatives, Bush bashing and a pot shot. How come you can't criticize the never-elected governor without it being a pot shot? A pot shot sounds like you hid behind a tree and fired a bullet and then hid back again behind the tree like you're some damn DC sniper. At Tuesday's Stockholm Jazz Festival, Rate dedicated "Your Good Thing Is About to End" to Bush. "He's out of here, people," said Rate, drawing cheers from her Swedish fans. Well, I don't know, is that a pot shot? "He's out of here, people?" Oh, we should mention this. Don Knotts turned 80 Wednesday in his hometown, Morgantown, West Virginia. Oh, no, take that back. Don Knotts turned 80 Wednesday, and his hometown, Morgantown, West Virginia, is honoring the actor with a year-long celebration, including a possible film festival's Knotts Lives in Beverly Hills. And I know you kids don't know or care who Don Knotts is, but 40 years ago today, he was winning Emmy after Emmy for funniest guy on TV in a comedy back on the old Andy Griffith Show, because that was some good shit, man. When the guys broke out of prison, when there was a prison break and him and Gomer would go after the bad guys, oh, that was some good TV. He was always having to tell Gomer, take the gun out your mouth. Gomer would put the end of the shotgun in his mouth and chew on it. You know how them gun nuts are. Delay cash given to ethics panelists. Well, that's not even worth pursuing. Because Tom DeLay is too powerful and the Democrats are too afraid of him. They will not do anything to Tom DeLay. He knows that, so he can do whatever he wants. Oh, look at me. I'm going through the big stack. Oh, here I got a High Times. Are you familiar with the High Times? What year was this? High Times. We had the first. I don't know if I still have it. We got the first and second and third and fourth High Times. We were in Fayetteburg, Arkansas, probably around 72, 75, somewhere in there. And High Times came out. We thought, hey, I'll be damned. It's a drug book. How about that? But anyway, I was so disappointed. I go to the centerfold, and there's, you know, they're supposed to have a naked flower or a bud or some cocaine or something in a centerfold. This time they got a cop and a pretty girl sticking a marijuana leaf in his gun. That ain't what we want to see in the damn centerfold. We want to see some beautiful buds. But anyway, the reason I got this out, this is about a 4 by 6 inch ad someone brought out, bought in the High Times magazine, probably cost a lot of money. It's probably $600 or $800. Wanted for the crime of serial lying to the American people, possibly disguised. It's an old Western wanted poster. George AWOL Bush. Get the poster, get the t-shirt, get the vote out. BushWhackProductions.com. I'll try to think to put that on the page too, because it's hard to get a .com off the audio. But Bushwhack, with a W on whack, Bushwhack. I mean H, BUSHWHACK Productions.com, BushwhackProductions.com. Anyone that's taken a shot against Bush, except Nader, should be helped. Okay, here we go. See some more ink on this paper. Oh, here we go. Now here, I'll go up against anybody in the country on this. Listen to what this monkey writes. Performers, spare us your politics. This is about Linda Ronstadt. USA Today's story about Linda Ronstadt's dismissal from a Las Vegas theater for political remarks reminded me of a concert I attended in 1988. Listen to this idiot. During that performance in Cincinnati, Jackson Browne... Well, what idiot moron goes to a Jackson Browne concert and is surprised if it turns political? He's Jackson fucking Browne. That's what he does. You don't think he's famous for songwriting, do you? During that performance in Cincinnati, Jackson Browne started on his views of the military-industrial complex amid the boos that ensued. Again, sure... Let's say there's 10,000 people there. Could have been 30 of them booed in the way the whore press. Oh, the crowd booed. Yeah, I'll bet you heard a boo. 10,000 people, 30 boos. That's the crowd booing. Yeah, you're right. But who the hell, again, who goes to a Jackson Browne concert and boos? It must be their first concert because he's Jackson fucking Browne. Amid the boos that ensued, I sat there feeling violated. Oh, just anal rape, dude. It's just so awful. Not because I agreed or disagreed. Liar. But because, just like the thousands of others, I paid my $32 to enjoy evening listening to live Jackson Browne songs, but he blew it for us. No, he's Jackson Browne. It's like paying to see Robin Williams, and oh, he used the F word, paying to see Whoopi Goldberg. Oh, did she say something that wasn't cool? Come on, who the hell? What's that joke about the scorpion needs a lift across the river, and he stung him, and he said, I'm a scorpion, stupid, that's what I do. Well, that's what these people do. I can't think of it now, but there's a real good example of that lately. Where somebody Oh, yeah, yeah. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. He went to Canada. Canada invites Triumph the Insult Dog to Canada, and he insults Canadians. They're all, we're all up in a big uproar. Well, he's a fucking insult dog. What do you want to do, go to Canada and be polite? Hi, welcome to Canada. I'm glad to be here. No, that ain't funny. He's the insult dog, you morons. Okay. Now, 16 years later, I'm still sick to death. Wow, you paid $32 for a Jackson Brown ticket 16 years ago? What was it, a nightclub? Jeez. Now, 16 years later, I'm still sick to death of entertainers who are so self-absorbed and delusional. Dude, you're the idiot that paid $32 to see an absorbed and delusional singer. You're the idiot. They took your money. You're the guy that offered the money. That they not only feel it's their duty to constantly espouse their political views, but also doubly insult the audience by charging us to listen while they do it. No, dude, you bought the ticket to Jackson Brown. Enter Bill Timmons, current president of the Aladdin, soon to not be president of the Aladdin Hotel Casino, who respects it. Oh, the respect the man had. He had so much respect that he booted the lady out without letting her get her clothes. Oh, what respect this Timmons has. Respect his patrons enough to send a bold message, to future would-be soapbox performers. After Ronstadt expressed support for Fahrenheit 9/11 during the concert there, she was waltzed out the door. Now, I will bet my penis she was not waltzed out the door. These monkey riders. If Ronstadt or any other entertainer wants to aid his or her political affiliation, I'm certain that a free concert for his or her political party would be welcomed by like-minded peers. Well, hey, dude, why should she do a free concert if a monkey like you is going to give her $32? I'm with Linda Ronstadt on this. But if you're going to collect my bucks for a performance, I agree with the late Frank Zappa, who said, shut up and play your guitar, you idiot monkey Joe Myers from Atlanta. Frank Zappa was so into politics, he testified against the Tipper Gore and that whole music rating thing. But Frank was extremely left-wing. Well, I don't know if he was left-wing. He was for honesty. He was for not lying to yourself. I'd like to be more like Frank. I'd like to think I am like Frank, but I just know he's got more balls than I do. Frank was very political. Always a hell. Again, on today's page, today being Monday, we wrote that, I did the lyrics to the Frank Zappa song about your heavenly bank account and how they're screwing you poor people, not you people, but, you know, the scared and the sick and the old are giving all their money to some TV preacher, figuring that's their ticket to heaven, you poor dumb people. I don't know if they do this everywhere, but in Tulsa, if you give Oral Roberts your house, then they put you in some kind of, you know, assisted living, something. I don't know exactly how it works, but all you got to do is donate your house and your property to Oral Roberts, and then they'll take care of you. But you know, they got a means testing thing for this. If you got a piece of crap house that's worth $8,000 and you got whatever lung cancer and you're going to be around for a long, expensive time, no, they're not going to help you. But if you got you a $300,000-$400,000 house and you're very old and very sick, yeah, they'll take you in for a couple of years, make that $400,000. These people are crooks. When we got to Tulsa in 76, can't prove it, but they said Oral Roberts needed $12 million a month to break even. They call that the nut. He had to break a $12 million nut per month because he's got a big-ass campus, and, you know, a big part of that $12 million is for the jet, so he can fly around for the studio equipment and rake in more money. And someone asked about this, didn't get an answer that I know of, but the churches don't have to pay taxes, and they're audit proof. I mean, I'm sure if you break some law, you might get audited, but that's why the Catholics are fighting the smart move when you're in as much trouble as the Catholics is to file bankruptcy, not necessarily screw anybody, but when you file for bankruptcy, everything gets frozen long enough for everyone to take a breath, get a judge in there to look at what kind of fair situation, you know, yes, you can have your furniture, you can have your clothes, but those six yachts, you got to sell the yachts. The vacation property in Aspen and in Switzerland, yeah, you got to sell those. But, you know, your clothes, your car, your principal house, yeah, you get to keep that. See, that's what the bankruptcy judge does. He gets involved and he looks at what you have. The Catholics can't have that. They can't have some judge. I mean, in Portland they did because they had to. But think, I'll bet you every Portland-sized city on up in this country, they got at least $100 million. When I was a kid, when I was a Catholic, they told me the Catholic Church owned downtown Little Rock, and they didn't pick out Little Rock as an excuse because that was such a Democratic downtown thing. It was because we were there, and they said, oh, by the way, we own this, we own that, we own this, that, this, that, this, that. And they just go, they own a good percentage of downtown Little Rock, and that's worth millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. And they just, oh, boy. Mark Perkel, my good friend, he's got the wheels turning. He's applied to be a judge. If there's anyone, anybody besides me who deserves a church less, it's Mark Perkel. But it's got tax benefits. If you're a church, you can't be looked at, you can't be audited, and you don't never have to pay no taxes. I mean, I guess you got to pay sales tax when you buy a Slurpee or a new suit or a car, but you don't have to pay any kind of income taxes or however that works. Don't take that from me, but you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, Perkel, they said they generally give you an answer in, oh, 5 weeks or something. It's like 9 months he's been waiting for an answer. They're trying to find a way to deny him a church, but they let every weasel in the world have a church, and so why can't Perkel have one? If this was America, Perkel would get his church. Here's another basher. This guy hates Linda Ronstadt, too. Cease celebrities. Oh, but one other thing. The title of this last monkey, Performer Spares Your Politics, Liar. They do not want to be spared the politics. They want to be spared politics that is different from theirs. It would be sad if in this country, you know, like we won't go see a Bruce Willis movie because he's a Nazi. And we're not going to go see, you know, I mean, I wouldn't go see Lee Greenwood or Toby Keith if you paid me real serious money. But the idea, I would just, ZZ Top is an example. I don't know how Republican they are, but I can sort of see they're from Houston. Bush is sort of from Houston. I can sort of see them playing at the inauguration. It's kind of a maybe a nice Texas thing to do kind of thing. But if they were out on the road stumping for him, now see, that'd be, if they were Dennis Miller opening for him, yeah, now that's a whole lot different. If your hometown boy almost wins the presidency and asks you to play at the inaugural, you know, I can kind of give them a little credit for that. But let's not split the entire country. I saw a thing the other day. These monkeys, there's some diner, I think it was in D.C., and these Republicans are eating their cheeseburgers, and they say, we're not going to eat this Heinz ketchup. Remember the shit where they went through with the mustard and the French? The French were right, and French's mustard isn't made by the French. It was the guy's fucking name. It's Billy French. He bought a mustard company together. And so, because the country of France rightfully tried to stop Bush from driving drunk, these monkey monsters, they're out there, they won't eat French's mustard, and now they're going after Heinz ketchup. Now, see, this is just going way too far. I know it's a bad thing to put your money in the other guy's camp, but I'll confess, I drink sometimes Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Let me think. Coca-Cola's the Democrat, and Pepsi is the Republican. I like Diet Pepsi better than I like Diet Coke. So, yeah, sometimes I give money to the evil Pepsi people, and I've been known to eat a Pizza Hut pizza. And I know I'm not supposed to, but I like the Pizza Hut pizza. I like it better than whoever else. Domino's, well, he's a right-wing Catholic crazy guy. I don't even know. You know, the whole world, the whole country is just getting split up to where you can't lift a finger. My God, what if I like watching The X-Files or The Simpsons? I'm not allowed to turn on Fox Network because they're owned by Nazis. At some point, we're all going to have to take a breath. You know, there ought to be some kind of neutral zone where you can just have a good time and be okay. Throwing serious money in the other guy's pocket, I'd be against that. But, you know, you try to take away a guy's Pepsi and his Pizza Hut, that's going a little far. But these monkeys with the ketchup and mustard, that's just really, really stupid. Remember, during like 15 months ago, these idiots in New York or whatever, they were pouring expensive champagne in the street. How stupid. You idiots, at least vote your pocketbook. You're going to take, I don't know what your definition of expensive is, but in New York, I'm sure they have $500 bottles of wine at these stores. Were they really pouring $500 bottles of wine, emptying them into the sewers? I remember seeing on CNN, they were dumping champagne in the streets because the French made it, and the French tried to stop Bush from driving drunk. And Bush didn't listen to him, and he ended up murdering 907 people when he drove drunk. Oh, God. So anyway, we hate the French, we hate mustard, we hate ketchup, we hate Linda Ronstadt, we hate Whoopi Goldberg, everybody hates everybody. Oh, it's just a big fucking mess, and it's all Bush's fault. Last one on Linda Ronstadt. Cease celebrity support. Linda Ronstadt received a proper course of boos and cheers when she dedicated the Eagles hit Desperado to Michael Moore at a recent concert. She called him a great American patriot after the boos fans streamed from the theater and tore down her posters. They should be arrested In America, when you break the law and you vandalize a place, you should be arrested. Think how many cameras are in a goddamn casino. They know who tore the posters down. They got the guys on film. Odds are they paid for their ticket with a credit card. Do like a law and order. Match up the credit card receipts with the driver's license pictures, with the photos at the Aladdin cameras. They know who did this. And remember, it was on the page. Let's go through one more time. Aladdin misrepresented Linda Ronstadt's performance. She was there to sing show tunes. Someone wrote in that she was with the so-and-so symphony orchestra, and I don't know about show tunes, but she was doing like American classics or something. Duh. Desperado's not her song. That's a Eagles song. She's doing other people's material. And the Aladdin, without her knowledge or permission, billed it as a greatest hits Linda Ronstadt concert. So these people show up expecting to hear Linda Ronstadt's greatest hits, and when she does, she says, I'm going to do a song for you, and apparently it was the final song. And people were booing. Now, the monkey press wants you to think that was all Michael Moore's fault. But no, and this may be a factor. I'm not saying this is the factor. I wasn't there. Even if I was there, how do I know what everyone else in the room is thinking? How do I know what the guy next to me is booing about? Hell, he may just be a drunk asshole. So these people, they paid their money to see a Linda Ronstadt concert. They didn't get what they were expecting. She says something about Michael Moore, and they might as well be drunk and pissed off anyway. They want to get back to their gambling, you know. If this was me and Mrs. Bart, I don't really care about Linda. If Mrs. Bart drugged me, it'd say a Neil Diamond concert. You know what I mean? You know how when she wants to go somewhere, you got to go with her. So a lot of these people dragged to this Linda Ronstadt concert, maybe didn't want to be there. Come on, let's get back to the gambling. I'm starting to sober up, et cetera, et cetera. And they just decided this is all Linda Ronstadt. Okay, back to the deal. After the booze, fans streamed from the theater and tore down her posters. She has been quoted as saying that she experiences a conflict when Republicans or fundamentalist Christians are in her audience. We'll see, the idiots ought not to go to her concert. Americans should take note of this and stop supporting the Hollywood elites in their traitorous commentaries against President Bush and our country. Oh, the traitorous comments! Oh my God, how dare you say you don't want 900 men dead in Iraq? How dare you? What a traitorous thing to say. So we'd be patriotic if 2,000 men died, right? And we'd be double patriotic if 4,000. Why don't we send 80,000 men to their deaths? Think how patriotic we'd all be then. Bush is great. Praise Allah. Ali Akbar. And the idea that Linda Ronstadt is a Hollywood elite. Oh, please. I'm sorry. I like Linda Ronstadt for what she's done in the last 2 weeks. But seriously, Linda Ronstadt is not in the top 400 in Hollywood. You know what I mean? She is not she's more Hollywood elite than I am, but just barely. Poor Linda Ronstadt. She is not the Hollywood elite, and it's not traitorous to have a comment about the illegal monkey who invaded the wrong fucking country and killed 1,000 soldiers. Jesus Christ. In closing, crowd does the wave. We should send them all a message. Stop buying their products and the products of the companies they sponsor. Maybe then they will keep their mouths shut in a time of war. You bastard, you impeached our president in time of war. Why does nobody remember that? Oh, the only reason Bill Clinton blew up the innocent aspirin factory, because he wanted to get away from Monica. Well, no, he was after Bin Laden. He was doing his fucking job when the Republicans were pulling FBI agents off the terrorism hunt to chase little tramps down in trailer parks in Arkansas. Think if those 700 agents in Arkansas had been, if they'd only taken the time to return calls to Phoenix and Minneapolis about these pilots who were flying jets and didn't care how they landed, if only one or two of those 700 agents had been free, had he not been on the cock hunt, they might have been free to investigate the terrorism. We might have saved 3,000 lives. But no, that's not how it works. Not when the Republicans are in charge. When the Republicans are in charge, your sex business is their business. Anything you want to do with your cock is their business. And they're going to hire the FBI to investigate you. Screw the defense of the country. Screw the terrorist threat. They're not real anyway. Fucking GOP and Bush. Sure, I guess they could have invaded France. I guess there are some ways they could have screwed us up more. But it just makes you wonder. You can't name a slice of the big pie that Bush hadn't fucked up totally to death. He's fucked up the environment. He's fucked up the economy. He's fucked up the military. He's fucked up just everything. All this environmental stuff is just doing so much damage. I heard a thing on Al Franken today. He said Bush is trying to push this law through that holds all, now see, I don't know my wording here, but say you get a pacemaker that's defective and you die, they're making it illegal to sue the owner of the pacemaker. They said the way they're going to set that up is any company that passes FDA muster, is that the people in charge? So if the Bartkop pacemaker company, if I can pay some asshole $1 million in Washington to approve my product, now I am sue-proof. So I can put a lifetime ha-ha guarantee on my pacemaker, and I sell a few million of them, and a few, say, 20,000 people die. Well, sorry, tough titty. It's illegal to sue me. Ha, ha, ha. I'm friends with George Bush. I paid a guy over at the FDA to, it's supposed to be a 50 to get approval. Well, mine was 45. That's close. So I pay a guy a little money under the table. He approves my deal. I am sue-proof. Welcome to George Bush's America with 3 Ks. Oh, my God. Is there anything he hadn't fucked up?
You're listening to Bart Cop Radio. Because if you're watching Bart Cop Radio, it gets real boring.